So I'm thinking maybe someday we should do a CML think tank. Spend the whole day talking about CML.
You could do.
We're not going to get through. Okay, but we do want to talk about a couple more things. One is we've talked a lot about TKIs, but we've also mentioned the other agent that's approved, amoxicillin, and wanted Hagop to comment a little bit on that, including a couple recent publications, one in Cancer that just came out recently, as well as Leukemia Lymphoma 2014. What did these papers look at, Hagop? And what do we know right now about amoxicillin and where it might be used in this disease?
Amoxicillin is the old Homo herringtonian. We changed the name. This is probably the drug that had the longest track record to an FDA approval because we started using it in 1988, initially for AML, and finally we got an approval in 2012. It is not in the same league as the TKIs in terms of the efficacy in chronic myeloid leukemia. And certainly the price does not help in its more common use in the practice. If it was a less expensive drug, I think I would certainly use it much more in patients who have failed TKIs or in combination with TKIs in accelerated disease. Also, it could have a role in the eradication of minimal residual disease, but that remains investigational. I think also amoxicillin could have a potential significant role in acute myeloid leukemia and perhaps myelodysplastic syndrome. So these are areas of investigation that we're interested in.
Can you talk a little bit more about what it is? And I know you've told me in the past that has an interesting sort of history and how it works.
It's a protein synthesis inhibitor, and in the setting of CML, it's supposed to inhibit the protein synthesis related to the BCR-ABL more effectively than in the normal cells, and therefore it can cause the cell death in that pattern. It is a natural product. It came out of the Mao Zedong Red Book. Was it a Red Book? The Red Book,
right? It was the Little Red Book.
The Medicine and Red Book. So among the teachings of Mao Zedong was that all cures of medicine will come through Chinese herbal medicine. And this is how ATRA was developed for acute promyelocytic leukemia. This is how arsenic trioxide was investigated, although it's not a herb. There's the red stone that they used to lick and find that the patients do better when they lick that stone, which is tetraarsenic tetrasulfide. But Homo herringtonian came out of those teachings with the early Chinese medical literature in the 80s demonstrating its activity in acute myeloid leukemia, in chronic myeloid leukemia. So I think it's a drug that could have potential expanded utilities, maybe in lymphoma, but nobody has studied it effectively in the United States because when it came into the U.S., it was used as short infusions, which caused severe hypotension in a third of the patients. So people abandoned it until continuous infusions and subcutaneous schedules avoided those toxicities, and we got the approval in CML.
So how often do you use the drug, and in what clinical situations have you got?
I use it mostly in patients with transformation, and so I usually do not use TKIs as a single agent. I use them in combination. Usually, the drugs I use them in combination with are decitabine, amoxicillin, or AML-type therapies.